The Amazon River Basin is the largest rainforest in the world, covering 40% of the South American continent. For at least 13,000 years, ancient civilizations inhabited parts of the Amazon forests. But just how they used the land remains largely unknown. Now, a team of international scientists plans to send a drone into the region to scan for answers. The project, which is funded by the European Research Council, hopes to shed some light on the ancient societies and their impact on the environment. To find out more, I spoke to the project leader, Professor José Iriarte, an archaeologist at the University of Exeter. So, José, what exactly does your project aim to uncover?
The project is trying to find out what was the nature and scale of past human impact on the Amazon forest, and the project is trying to answer these big questions that today is a debate among archaeologists, geographers, and the conservation community. Was the Amazon pristine, untouched, primeval forest that was inhabited by small bands of hunter-gatherers or shifting horticulturalists? Or was the Amazon a completely manufactured, transformed landscape that was inhabited by large, numerous, complex societies?
As you say, it's a hot debate. What do we know about the Amazon?
We know very little, to tell you the truth, because, as you know, the Amazonia is huge, is larger than Europe, and professional archaeology has started in the last 40 years. We're just starting to know more about the Amazon. In the past, the traditional paradigm was that Amazonia was inhabited by small bands of hunter-gatherers and shifting horticulturalists, and that the infertile soils of the Amazon and the lack of wild game, the lack of animal protein, prevented the development of complex societies. Today, the work of many of my Brazilian colleagues in different parts of the Amazon is revealing that indeed this is not the case, and that there are more complex societies than they were thought before.
What time frame are you looking at exactly?
Amazonia has been populated for at least the last 13,000 years. But our project is focused in the last 3,000 years, when native Amazonians started to transform the landscape at a scale not seen before. When I say they started to transform the landscape, is they started to create this Amazonian dark earth, these human-made soils that are extremely fertile. And when they started to convert these previously uncultivated, seasonally flooded savannas into raised fields, agricultural landscape.
Now, what role will the drone play in your research?
The Amazon is a tropical forest that is extremely dense. It has thousands of sites below the forest. To try to map these sites is very time-consuming. So the advantage of using the drone in these areas is that because using a technology that is called LiDAR, that is mounted in the drone, that is basically like a cloud scanner, these laser beams are able to make a topography of the canopy of the forest, but many of these laser beams go beyond the leaves of the forest and are able to make a topography of the ground. So we are hoping that with the LiDAR, we are going to be able to discover all these archaeological features like mounds, ditches, trackways, and so forth, that when you put them together, you can really have an idea of the regional archaeological landscape.
What are the benefits of using a drone for this type of work?
There are two advantages of the drone. These are areas, first, that are forested. So the only way to discover the archaeology below the forest is doing typical topography that is very time-consuming, or flying the LiDAR over the forest. The other advantage of the drone is that it can be transported in a pickup truck, or it can be transported into a boat, so we can get to all these remote areas.
Your research hopes to uncover more geoglyphs, which are large ground motifs. How many geoglyphs have been found in the Amazon so far?
Well, the geoglyphs are massive monumental earthworks that are constituted by very deep ditches up to 5 meters and can be up to 500 meters in length. Until now, due to the deforestation of southwestern Amazonia, 450 geoglyphs have been revealed. You can see them in Google Earth. And they date back 2,000 years before the present. The geoglyphs so far have been interpreted by my colleagues working in Brazil as ceremonial centers.
How will the data collected from this research project be used?
First of all, it's going to enrich the pre-Columbian history of Amazonia, but also some of the implications of our project has some implications for modern policy on biodiversity and conservation. We want to know how resilient are these Amazonian forests to potential historical disturbance by Native Americans. We want to know what is the modern legacy of this past human manipulation of different types of forest. And this has implications for conservation because maybe the very biodiversity that we want to preserve today is not only the result of millions of years of natural selection and natural processes, but also they have a human footprint. And for that, we are closely collaborating with the Brazilian Institute of Amazonian Research and the Brazilian Institute of Space Research to try to integrate and inform modern policy on biodiversity and conservation in Amazonia.
Jose, why is it important for us to study the Amazon?
Well, the Amazon is a biodiversity hotspot. The Amazon is a cliche phrase today, but are the lungs of Earth and have major implications for the regulation of Earth climate. So, obviously, the more we can inform ourselves about how these forests work, the better the decisions we will be able to make about the future of the Amazon.